Ernst & Young, the court-appointed monitor of Laurentian University, will motion October 12, for approval of their fees associated with the CCAA proceedings. With taxes, that amount totals $5,345,655.51. The hearing will begin at 11 a.m. by video conference presided over by Chief Justice Jeffrey Morovitz. Laurentian University has been undergoing court-supervised restructuring under the company's Creditors Arrangement Act, or CCAA, since February 1, 2021. In September, the university's creditors narrowly approved the plan of arrangement, a blueprint for Laurentian's payback plan. Most creditors are expected to receive only a small portion of what they're owed over the next 3 years. On October 5, the plan of arrangement was approved through sanction order by Morovitz. This motion, filed October 5, asks for approval of the 10th, 11th, 13th and 17th reports of the monitor. The 17th is included with the motion, and the fees and disbursements of Ernst & Young, and the Ernst & Young LLP professionals, referred to as EY-FAS in the motion, for their accounting assistance preparing year-end financial statements. The motion also asks for approval of the fees and disbursements of the Monitor's Counsel, Steichman Elliott LLP. The work in question was performed from January 1 to July 1 and include the monitor's invoices in the amount of $2,294,720, plus applicable taxes of $298,313.60, the EY-FAS invoices related to the accounting assistance, totaling $438,448.50, plus applicable taxes of $56,998.31, and Steichman and Elliott's accounts of $1,991,905.95 and disbursements of $5,630.92, plus applicable taxes of $259,638.23. The amount totals $5,345,655.51. Ernst & Young were appointed as monitor as part of the initial order, filed February 1, 2021. They monitored the operations of the university to ensure they were operating in compliance with the court orders and to report to the court when required. The monitor has filed 17 reports with the court to date, including one in the current motion, as well as 4 reports that detail the activities of Laurentian, the monitor and EY-FAS. The motion states that the proceeding was unprecedented, and therefore more complex, as it is the first public university to undergo the CCAA. Ernst & Young also noted the lack of supporting resources at Laurentian as a hurdle. As a result of the complexity, lack of internal resources at LU and high-profile nature of the CCAA proceeding, the monitor's more intensive involvement with numerous aspects of the CCAA proceeding has been required, the documents read. This is the reasoning behind the request for assistance from the Ernst & Young LLP professionals, EY-FAS in the motion filed, to perform duties in support of the monitor. These more significant matters include continuing to resolve claims through the claims process and compensation claims process, assisting in the preparation of cash flow forecasts and disbursement review, reporting to the court on the status of proceeding, assisting Laurentian in the connection with responding to information requests and liaising with significant stakeholders, including creditors.